We are on Mem Chasmarav, we're three lines down from the top. It says, Abai v'Rava v'yasu kamed Rabba, Abai and Rava were sitting in front of Rabba, and Rabba, Rabba said, L'mim v'orchen, who do we bench to? Amar le Rachmana, they both said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'Rachmana heche Yosef. So Rabba asked them, they were both kids at the time, where does HaKadosh Baruch Hu sit? Rava achol l'shmai t'halala. So Rava pointed to the ceiling, you know, to the ceiling tiles, etc., the roof of the house. Abai nafak l'bra, Abai walked outside, achve klapishmayim showed toward the heavens. Amar le Rabba, Rabba said, Tavaihu Rabban Ravisu, you're both going to be rabbis. Hander entry boats and boats in makatve yadia. So that's what they mean when they say that these huge pumpkins, you can tell from when they were starting to grow whether they're going to be big gedolim or not. So too, they could tell Abai and Rav are going to be great gedolim. Two dots. Amar Yehuda, Rav Shmuel Bar Shilos, Mishmei Rav, Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shilos, the famous teacher, said in the name of Rav, Tisha Achlu Dagma Echad Achlu Yarek, Mitzdarf. Nine people are eating grain. One person had a vegetable. They're Mitzdarf to be a minion for benching. So we say, Amar Zera, Baminim Rav Yehuda, go ask the Kasha. I asked the Kasha from Rav Yehuda. Shimona Mahu, what if it's eight people that had bread? Shiva Mahu, what's it? Seven. Amar Lushan, shouldn't make a difference. Shisha, Vadin Lumboili. Six, I never had a Kasha. Amar Rabima, Shapra Vadizoloi Bailacha. That's good that you never asked the Kasha. Sometime am I. The reason why seven, eight, nine if works, that 7 or 9 people eating grain is because you're going to be because there's a rove. How can I meet Garuva? So it's over here, there's a rove, right? There's six people, so therefore you should be perfectly fine. So you'd be able to bench with a Elokeinu. The Usava Rubin. But he thought, no, rove de min karbina, you need 7, 8, and 9 because it looks like there's a rove of people eating bread. By 6, there's not a rove that looks like they're eating bread, so therefore it doesn't count. Yani malko malksa krichu rif tebaad yadori. Yani the king and his wife, who is the sister of Shem ben Shatach, they were eating bread together. Mikato lu rabbanon, since they killed most of the rabbis, there was no man out there that could bench for them. Amalid Visu said to his wife, Mani Avlan Gavardim Varachlan, who could bring us a guy that could bench for us? Amalei, she said to him, promise me that if I bring you a person who could do it, you're not going to give him any pain. Ishtavala, he swore to her, I see Shem ben Shatach office she brought. Shem ben Shatach, her brother. He sat him in between him and her. Do you see how much honor I'm giving you? He said to Shem ben Shatach, that's what Yani the king said. Look how much honor I'm giving you. I'm putting you in between the king and the queen. It's not you that's giving me honor. It's the Torah that's giving me honor. You'll see, right? If you play with it, in other words, you get involved in Torah, then it will exalt you. If you honor it, it'll be like you're hugging. He said to him, I see that he can't accept any leadership positions, because look at him, look how he's acting toward me. Yavala Castle of Ruchi gave him a cup to bench. Amar Hechi Avrei, how could I bench? Barosh Ochu Yani v'chavrim Yishalo, should I bench that Yani and his friends ate from their own thing? Because I didn't eat anything. Shasa Lehu Kasa, so he drank the cup on his own. He drank that as his meal, so to speak. Yavala Kasa Achuinu Barach. Then they gave him another cup, and he benched on that. Amar Rabba Reder Rechiv Rabba, Shem Ben Shatach Avad L'Garmehu Da'avad. Shem Ben Shatach, he did that for himself, because he can't really bench. I mean, he only had a cup of wine. Dechom Rechiv Barabba, Amar Rabbi Yochan, Rechiv Barabba says in the name of Yochan, alone, and Motzi Yisrabni Dechav Asan Shiochu Kazayis Dog, and you can't be Motzi anybody else unless you have a Kazayis of grain. So when he did that, and he went and he benched based on a cup of wine, that really is only according to him. Meisve, we have a Kasha. Rishim Gamliel Omer Allah, he used to say on it, the Hasiv Imahim, right? If you lean with them, I feel even if you're only dipping, you know, in the brine with them, even if you just have a little bit of a date, mitzdarif, you still mitzdarif. So over here, why couldn't Shem ben Shatach do the same? So it's Rufi mitzdarif, you're right, he could be mitzdarif with them. But to be motzi the Rami Dechavasan, you actually need a gzais of grain. Rav Chana bar Yehuda mishmei Rava, Chana bar Yehuda says the name of Rava. I feel a tovel imam a little bit here, even if he was only tovel with them with brine. This is on memchas and bezel. Imam of grogeres actually only one date. Mitzarf, you can still mitzarf. Lahoti is rami dechavasa and motzi achiyochol gezayis dog. And this is how we paskin to be motzi the rami dechavasa. You need to. You can't be motzi until you eat an actual gezayis of grain. Amarachan bar Yehuda mishmei Rava hilksa acho ala yarek v'shasak hoshel yain mitzarf lahoti. If you eat just one leaf of a vegetable and you drink one cup of wine, you're mitzarf. You could be yotzi together with everybody else lahoti. And o motzi achiyochol gezayis dog. However, you can't be motzi others until you eat an actual gezayis of grain. Amarachan moshe taking. So the first bracha of our benching, which is the bracha of Hazan Zol and Kulo, Moshe Rabbeinu was metaken that for Bnei Yisrael when the man fell down for them. Yoshua tikkun lam berachos haaretz kivin shel haaretz, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, he made no delecha and al haaretz al hamazon. David and Shlomo tikkun Bnei Yerushalayim. David and Shlomo, they made the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim. David tikkun al Yisrael mecha v'Yerushalayim yirecha. Shlomo tikkun al bayis agadol v'akadosh. So they made different parts of it. Atov ha'metiv, the fourth bracha of our benching, biyavne tikkun, where they made it in Yavne k'neged Ruge Beter, after they saw that those who were killed in Beter were able to be buried. Damar of Masim Rav says, Yom Shinin al Ruge Beter l'kvura, on that day where they allowed those people who were killed in Beter to be buried, it was years after they were killed. Tikkun biyavne atov ha'metiv. They made a bracha in Yavne hatov ha'metiv, and that's why we say akel avinu makinu adreinu, etc. Hatov shlo yisvichu, we say he's good because they never had about ha'metiv, shinin l'kvura, they were allowed to be buried. Okay, two dots. Son of Rana, Seder Berachos Mazon. kachi. Here's what you do when it comes to berachas mazon. Here's the order. Bracha rishonah berachas hazan. Shnei berachas aretz shlishis bani Yerushalayim. Revi'is tov v'meitiv. The first bracha is hazan asol and kulo. The second one is berachas aretz al aretz al mazon. The third one is bani Yerushalayim bani Yerushalayim etc. Together with rachem. The fourth one is atov v'meitiv. That long bracha bracha tashem alik el avinu matinu kamakinu etc. B'shabbos masum v'necham b'sam v'necham. On Shabbos you start with some type of necham and you end with some type of necham. Avomer kedusha yom be'emtzin. You talk about kedusha yom right in the middle, and that's what we do with Ritzei Rebbe Elazar Omer, Ratzel Omer B'Nechama Omer, B'Berachas Aretz Omer. If he wants to say it in the middle of Nechama, he can say it. B'Berachas Aretz Omer, he can say it in the middle of B'Berachas Aretz, B'Berachas Shetiknu Chama B'Avna Omer, you can say it in the fourth bracha as well. B'Chamarim, no. In Omer L'Nechama B'Avad. You only say it during Rachim, you only do it during B'nei Shalim, and that's what we do Ritzei in the middle of Rachim. Chama Han Tanakama, wait a second, there's no difference in the Chama and the Tanakama. Even now B'Di'Evet. The question is, can you say it B'Di'Evet? So what can you do B'Di'Evet? Can you do it in anything else? So the first, the Tanakama says, Omer Kedusha Yom Be'emtzin, you got to do it over there, you can't do it anywhere else. The Chama you say, In Omer L'Nechama B'Avad, the opposite. The Tanakama says you could do it in other places as well. You could be able to use it in other places, but the Chamim say you have to do it in Rachim and nowhere else. Two dots. Where do we know the benching is medial rice? It says you should eat, you're satisfied, you bench. That's how we know that you have to do Azan Asa Onkulo. You got to bench Hashem's name. That's why we do a Zimun, and we say Nevarech Elokeinu Shachan Rishlo, etc. On the land, which is right up there, that's referring to the second bracha of No Delecha and Allah. Halaretz olam hazon, hatova zubanei Yerushalayim, the third bracha, v'chein uomer haratova zevel avinon, asher nasan lach, rather he gives you zua tova meitiv. So clearly it's not a deal raisa, because all of these tova meitiv is definitely durabanan, right? But nonetheless, they all come from the Torah itself. Emily, acharon b'flamin ayin. Now I know that you have to bench afterward. How do you know you have to make a bracha beforehand? Amar tukav v'chom, we have a kav v'chom, k'shus avim, avar k'shu rav l'kolshken. If you make a bracha when you're satisfied, shouldn't you make a bracha before when you're hungry? Rabbi Yom Menusorach, I don't need it, v'chal tuzat v'rachta, zubarach zazon. When it says the bracha zubarach zazon, avabarach zazimun, zimun is me God Lashem Iti Nafka. That's learned out from God Lashem Iti. He said, I don't need it from this puzzle over here. So I don't need the other words. That's from God Lashem Iti, like we spoke about before. Allah Oru Zubir Zahar, Tatova Zubinay Shalim, Bechenu Amar Tahara Tova Zelva Lavanon. And a tovah meitiv biyavne tiknua. That was made in Yavne. Anyway, la'achar l'fanu minayin. But then, what do we do about the bracha before? And tamalom asher nasan lach mishen nasan lach. When he gives you the food, right? That's when you make the bracha, and that's what asher nasan lach is for. So instead of saying asher nasan lach, that's hatovah meitiv is definitely b'drabanan, right? And that's biyavne tiknua. So therefore, asher nasan lach is open to be able to darshan make a bracha before it as well. But it's still, it's not really a deal raisa, as we said before. There's no real chiyuv to say a bracha midi raisa. Rabbi Yisrael Amrei Notarach. Rabbi Yomar Baruchas Lachamav Vizmecha. God blesses your bread and your water. It means you should bless. And when do we call it lechem? Before you eat it. And therefore, you got to make a bracha before you actually eat it. Again, it's based on the pasuk, but it's not actually del reis. We're nothing omer. Our fourth answer so far. So again, what do we have so far? We have a svara, right? The second one is from the words asher nasan lach. Third one is berach eslach mecha besmecha. Reb nasan omer is our fourth one. Enotzarach harei omer kibalcham ear. When you go to the city, canteen sunos, so you're going to find him. This is the women that were talking to Shaul Amelach. When he's looking for Shmuel and Avi, you're going to find him when you go into the Bitterni Allah Bamasalachol before he goes up to the Bama to eat. Because remember, at that time, the Mishkan was not totally set. The Aron was not in the right place, so they were eating by Bamas. Kiloichol Amad Bo, the people did not eat until he came. Kiyu Yavarach HaZavach, because he blesses the Zavach HaRachaken, Yocholo Koran, and then afterward they eat. All those invited go ahead and eat. Kolkach Lama. So we say, wait a second, those women talked a lot. Why do they have to say so much? Granted, it helps us, so we make a bracha before you make a food, because Shmuel and Avi used to do that. But what do I need all that for? The first answer is because women talk a lot. And that's the reason why they talk so much. But Shmuel Amar Kedei L'Istakav Yafiyoshel Shaul. They saw how beautiful Shaul was, and they wanted to see his face a little bit longer, so they talked a little bit longer than they would. D'ksiv Mishichmo L'Malagav V'Mikolam. From his shoulder and above, he was taller than all the other people. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, now there's a third reason why they talk so much. Right? Malchus does not touch his friend, even the amount of a hair's breadth. So therefore, since Shmuel and Avi was not yet supposed to be deposed of, Shaul HaMelech was not ready to become king, therefore they took a couple extra seconds to make sure he wouldn't be there at that time. That's only by Berchus Mazon, Berchus Torah. What about Berchus HaTorah? Right? Do you have to make a bracha on Berchus HaTorah? Amar Yishmael Kavachomer, for sure, Rabbi Yishmael. He says, Al Chai Yishom Mevarach. And things that you need in this lifetime are eating. You have to make a bracha on Ochai Olam Haba Lo Kol Shkain. When it comes to Olam Haba, of course you got to make a bracha. Rechiy Bar Nachmani Talmidus Rabbi Yishmael and Mishum Rabbi Yishmael. Rechiy Nachmani is the Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael. Says the name Rabbi Yishmael Inotzarch. How he Omer Allah Orz Zedov Asher Nasan Loch. It says the word over here in our pasuk when talking about benching. Asher Nasan Loch. Lohalom Omer Vat Na Lecha Es Luchos Amiatora Mitzvah. And I will give you the Luchos Amiatora Mitzvah. So just like by benching, you got to make a bracha, and you make a bracha on food. So teach you make a bracha on Torah based on this hekish
Gezer Shavu, whatever you want to call it. Okay, another thing, says Rameir. How do you know that just like you make a bracha on good things, you can make a bracha on bad things as well? When something bad happens, you make a bracha. We say a baruch Hatova meets when good things happen. We make a bracha of Dayana Emes when bad things happen. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, he's going to judge in whatever way is possible, whether it's good or bad. Right? It says the extra hey. Tova zu Torah. Tova refers to Rav Chanan Waki Lachatonus Antelechem. I'm giving you Tov. Hatova zu Ben Yerushalayim. The extra hey is the building of Yerushalayim. Rav Chanan Waki Haratova Zeh, the Halavan known. Right? So that's where we end up learning from. We get Tova Hatova to tell you that Torah itself needs it. So those are three answers based on what you should do in order to make a bracha on Torah itself. Okay, now we say, that's for the good and the bad itself. HaTov is B'Nishlaim, right? And Tova, in such a way, it's as if you're trying to say, if that's for Torah, that is our third answer as to how do we know that you're supposed to give a bracha on Torah itself. Two dots. Tani Rabbi Elazar Omer. Kol Shel Amar Eretz Chamdei Tov V'Rechava B'Rechaz Ha'aretz. If you don't say the words Eretz Chamdei Tov V'Rechava, the beautiful, good, and expansive land in B'Rechaz Ha'aretz, in the third bracha, second bracha of our benching, or Malchus Beis Avod Ben Yerushalayim, if you don't say Malchus Beis Avod in the third bracha of benching, they say Rechavas Yerinat Yotzei Yerchi, you've got to say those words. Nachum Azakin Omer, Nachum Azakin says, Tzorach Shizkova Bris, you got to mention Bris somewhere inside the Rebbe Yosef Omer, Tzorach Shizkova Torah, you got to mention Torah. We do all of that with our benching because we have no problems whatsoever. Plimo, Tzorach Yachtim Brisel Torah, Bris has to be before Torah, she's doing the Bishlosh Brisos because one was given, the Bris was given with three different Brisos, right? And Rashi says exactly how many Brises there were over there, right? And we say actually those words in our benching, Zunin Abiyud Gimel Brisos. And the Bris Mila itself was given with 13 different Brisos, right? And again, that's also written in Rashi. Rashi says, "Beparshas Milah, in Lavram, you know, in Ksuvim, it's written over there. How much there is over there?" And Rabbi Abba Omer, "Tzorach Yomer Bahodot Chilav." So if you got to say no de in the beginning of the end, "Pochas Lo Yivchos Me Aleph." If you're going to say less, don't do less than one. "Bahochos Me Aleph." If you do less than one, no de, then it's really bad. So you got to say no de, and that's what we do. No de l'chol Hashem l'kenu, and we say at the very end, "Al Kulam Hashem l'kenu Anachnu Modim Lach." "Bahochos Manchal Aretz Atzos Beberachos Aretz." If you end with the words, "He inherits the land or gives us inheritance of the land," Beberachos Aretz Umoshias Yisrov. And he says he saved Ben Yisrael, Ben Yisrael is a boor. That is a fool. You shouldn't do that way. Okay. Bechol she'eno omer bris v'torah b'chus aris. If you don't say bris and torah b'chus aris, malchus beis avin b'nei Yisrael lo yasidei chavasoi. They're not going to be yotzir chiyev. We'll stop right there. We're about seven lines down in Mem Tesamid Aleph.